Welcome to another Southern Gaming Spotlight, bringing you behind-the-scenes interviews with interesting individuals in the gaming industry. I'm your host today, Doug Driesbach, and we're here today with Jackson Weichel, the room chef at Scarlet Steaks and Seafood at Scarlet Pearl Casino Resort in D'Iberville, Mississippi, located just minutes from the beaches of Biloxi. If you haven't been to the property yet, do yourself a favor and check it out. Boasting 300 hotel rooms, a mini golf course, outdoor swimming pool, and full casino featuring a state-of-the-art sportsbook, you really can't go wrong. So, just in time for our casino dining guide, we're here to hear more from Chef Jackson about everything the property has to offer. Chef, welcome.
How's it going?
We're doing pretty good. Excited to catch up with you. I know you're busy making sure everything's on the up and up at the restaurants at Scarlet Pearl, so we really appreciate your time today.
Oh, no problem. I'm really glad to have this opportunity to speak with y'all.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been a chef and at Scarlet Pearl?
So I've been at the culinary operations probably about 13, going on 14 years. I actually started here as a cook 6 years ago and worked my way up the ranks to where I'm at now, which is room chef. Was promoted to sous chef a few years ago, and then took the restaurant over last August.
Well, congratulations. So for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about, from, you mentioned you started as a chef and then a sous chef and now room chef. What are those levels and responsibilities as each step kind of brings to you from the chef moving up to the room chef?
So basically, as a cook, you come in, you have a certain amount of responsibilities, more or less a station or just a single area in the kitchen. As you move up the ranks to lead and you start mentoring other cooks, you've got a little bit more responsibility, floating around the kitchen, helping out where you're needed. Then as you move on to sous chef, you start moving into a little bit more of a supervisor role, where you are really starting to mentor cooks, helping out with the creation of menus and creation of menu items, putting an emphasis on the day-to-day operations, making sure quality control, still filling in as needed, really just trying to help the cooks prepare for the volume that we're going to be going up against in the coming days. And then as you move on to the position I'm in, more managerial responsibilities, sourcing ingredients, quality control, working with your cook, mentoring your sous chef, and really just trying to, keeping your finger on the pulse of the operation, really just trying to make sure it's the best operation it can be, as efficient as possible.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of moving parts, and you always have to probably have your head on a swivel. What are some of the things that you really like about being a chef and kind of the over the years, and then what are some of the more challenging things that you have to kind of regularly overcome?
So, I think back to COVID a little bit, and as far as challenges, I'll start with that first. There's staffing sometimes, and that was a tough time, and we overcame that. You sacrifice a lot of time with family and people you love. Being a chef, a cook, anybody in this industry, you're here for holidays. You're here for, you spend a lot of time here. But I really enjoy it. I mean, I always tell my guys, have to have passion for it, or it will for the industry, or it will weed you out. I really feel that I have a lot of passion for food in this industry and hospitality, and I really enjoy pleasing people, putting down a plate in front of somebody and watching them take that bite and you know, hearing those words, you know, this is the best I've ever had of this dish, or, you know, this is the best dining experience I've ever had. I've never experienced anything like this. The creative aspect of the job, you know, getting to come up with new dishes and, you know, just all of that stuff. It's a lot of hard work, but it's a very rewarding profession, you know, and I mean, I really enjoy it.
Sure. So, what do you like to, are there any specialties that you like, that you prefer to cook, not only for yourself, maybe outside the property, but also when you come to the property, like, do you like to cook different styles or cuisines or flavors, or what's your kind of go-to?
So I really like Southern cooking. You know, I'm a lifelong resident of the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I was born in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, you know, and I spent a lot of time on the water fishing and grew up doing some training. And, you know, there's a bunch of stuff like that around here. And so, you know, I really enjoy cooking seafood and, you know, just Southern cooking. I really, some Italian influences. I have family from New York. My dad is actually from New York, my grandpa, you know, and I enjoy Asian cuisine too, so I pull some Asian influence into a lot of my dishes as well.
So your family's always excited when you visit, right? You get to prepare food for everybody at home too?
Yeah, I get a lot of, you know, it's funny because, you know, you do it all the time and then you would think, oh, I don't want to, when you're off, I don't want to go to this family gathering and, you know, get stuck behind the stove. But I really enjoy it. You know, I actually love going to, you know, these holidays that I do get to. You know, I celebrate a lot of holidays after the fact, and we get to go over there and we still have a meal. And, you know, most of the time I get thrown behind the stove. And, you know, I still enjoy it. I just enjoy putting that plate down on the table and seeing people's reactions when they taste the food.
So how often do you guys change the menu at Scarlett's there at the property? And then, like, what goes into kind of when you do change the menu, how many people kind of get together and collaborate on that and decide what's going on the new menu?
Okay, so we are in the process of moving into trying to change it into a more seasonal, we're trying to take a more seasonal approach into changing the menu. In the past, we've done it before, but I think we're looking at 3 to 4 times a year now. So we are, October 1st, we're shooting to change for a fall menu. Usually when creating the menu, myself, my sous chef, I even reach out to some of my cooks, you know, for ideas. You know, and we test them out and, you know, tweak things. And then I put them on paper and it goes to my food and beverage director and we kind of have a little think tank about it. You know, review some things, go back, do some more work on, you know, R&D, do some more R&D and, come back with another copy, and then it goes up the chain, VPs and CEO, owner. So really there's a lot of people that have their hands in the menu creation here.
So when you have your own, one of your creations that you really have your fingerprints on and you hear back from the top level CEO or president and owner and they say, this is excellent. How's that feeling?
That's what I do. That's what keeps me doing this. I gave the VP a tuna dish that we have on the menu now, for the summer menu. And he said he told me that this is the best dish he's ever had, since he's been here and since he's been dining in the restaurant. And, you know, that really felt good. So,
well, that's what it's all about. You're listening to another Southern Gaming Spotlight. We're here with Chef Jackson Weichel from Scarlet Pearl Casino Resort in D'Iberville, Mississippi. So, Chef, one of the premium dining options at the property is what you're in charge of, Scarlet Steaks and Seafood. Scarlet Pearl is one of the newer properties on the coast. You guys already have a great reputation, not only for Scarlet's, but other dining outlets there at the property. With so much competition, what do you and your team have to really try to stay on top of to ensure that you're at the top of the game, knowing competition is at its highest level there with other properties, and just to make sure your guests have a great experience?
So as far as the culinary standpoint of things, we are really honing in on the quality of the ingredients that we are receiving. You know, they have, it's always been a blessing here that they have always given me carte blanche to work. They want me to use the best ingredients. And, you know, we spend a lot of time trying to source local fresh ingredients, you know, all the best steaks, all of the, you know, local seafood. Sometimes, you know, we bring seafood in. If that's, you know, we just are really always focusing on the quality of the ingredients that we're using. And then, you know, we really focus on our skill sets in the back, you know, being able to execute these dishes, you know, we, having the great ingredients does make it a little bit easier, but we still have to be able to execute. So training and just getting in here and trying to do the best we can, you know, every service. You know, and then out front, you know, trying to go above and beyond as far as, you know, giving guests what they want, you know. And we had a guest who came in the other day, and or he came in, you know, about a year ago. He, you know, I made this pie for him. I made a coconut cream pie, and I made it from scratch. And, you know, for probably about a year, he, you know, he talked about every time he would come in, you know, when are you going to make me another pie? You know, he came, it was probably about a year. Well, so one of our servers found out, that his anniversary was coming up. So, you know, one day before service, I came in a little bit earlier and I made him a pie and gave it to him and took it up to his room. And, you know, every time I see him now, he still talks about that too. So that's the kind of experience we're trying to create in this room.
Well,
go above and beyond for our guests.
I've got your menu pulled up now, and you can access that at scarletpearlcasino.com. But what a menu. Gosh, starting with appetizers with New Orleans barbecue shrimp and mussels and scallops from and then the seafood selections and steaks. What are and the signature steaks, you have a tomahawk for two on here. I don't see very often where it starts with max serving temperature, medium well. Tell me about that. How did that get included on there? Does somebody order a steak well done and you kind of cringe a little bit? Or what was that for?
So I'm not, you know, I'm not too prideful to, you know, like I said, going back to trying to give our guests the best service, you know, if you're coming in and you're paying for something and you want it cooked a certain way, we will, you know, we try to accommodate. You know, if you're paying for it, you want it cooked a certain way, I'll make sure that it happens, you know. That's more or less a recommendation for the amount of time it takes to cook the steak. Yeah, so, like, once you start getting into a well-done, you know, you're looking at especially the size. I mean, we're talking about these are, you know, they can range from 40 to almost 70 ounces sometimes. You know, we get whole racks of tomahawks in and the rib ones, and we just, you know, chop them up, no waste. You know, we try and do them evenly, and sometimes they're incredibly large steaks. And, you know, it's more or less of a time thing. Yeah, not really. If somebody does want it well done, well, we will do whatever we can to please them. It's more or less of a recommendation.
Fantastic. What are a couple of the more popular menu items that you see ordered regularly from the meat and seafood standpoint, and then, of course, the appetizer selection?
So from the meat and seafood standpoint, I mean, I'm really proud of our steak, and our guests are really, really love our steak. We use all USDA prime beef. You know, it's definitely our top seller filet. You know, everybody loves our filet. The Delmonico, our 16-ounce Delmonico, is a big one. you know, we try and we have a, we've been doing this thing lately where it's a chef selection Wagyu, you know, and we have the Japanese A5 on the menu, of course, but like we try and, you know, this chef selection Wagyu, we've been trying to bring in different Wagyu from all over the world, you know, Australia, America, and utilize different cuts, and that's kind of been a hit. We've been bringing in these great ribeyes from Castle Rock, Pennsylvania. They're Wagyu. They're about a grade eight. They're you know, really nice product. People seem to love them. You know, and then as far as seafood goes, the local seafood, we just put this dish on the menu. It's a andouille crusted red snapper, an American red snapper, and that was on corn mock 2 with shishito peppers and a pepper jelly beurre blanc. That seems to be a big seller. Even we have grouper in the house, that, you know, that goes. Flounder is a real big thing around here. You know, people love their crab meat around here. We have started doing a tuna dish as an appetizer that is, we have been getting great feedback about. The scallop dish, people love the scallop dish, and we, of course, we bring those from the East Coast, the Georgia Bank. And they are, they're dry packed, fresh, never frozen. You know, and we try and stick around a U8 size, which is a very large scallop. We're bringing in some excellent quality stuff. You know, you really can't go wrong on our menu, you know. But that's just some of that have been popular.
Well, if that doesn't give you a reason to come and visit, I don't know what will. We really appreciate your time today, Chef. In closing, give us a quick kind of elevator speech why guests should come to Scarlet Pearl for a great dining experience on their next visit to the coast.
Well, really, if you want to come and experience or have a dining experience like no other, you know, I live around here and I tend to go out and on my off days and try to experience other places, experience competition, and I think that bar none, we offer the best dining experience on the coast, the best food. You know, we really try and go above and beyond to make sure you have a great experience here, you know.
Awesome. Well, you heard it from... Yes, you heard it from the chef himself. So, Chef, we appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me.
Absolutely. And thanks everybody for listening again today. For reservations and more information about Scarlet Pearl Casino, visit scarletpearlcasino.com or call 1-888-752-9772. I'm your host, Doug Driesback. Be sure to check out more great interviews, casino reviews, great gambling tips, and more at southerngaming.com. Have a great day.